It's a Tuesday morning. This will warm you up. Some great ideas. Donna Marie Cooper Boyle is on the phone with us, and she's going to be talking to us about her new book, Reclaiming Sundays, Serve, Refresh, and Celebrate. Hey, Ethel, how are you?
Hey, Lucy, how are you?
You know, we haven't told the story in a while, so why don't you go and tell the story why we call each other Ethel and Lucy?
Oh, my gosh. One time when we were in Rome for a convention, which time was that? When we were there for the Mulieris Dignitatum,
right,
on the dignity and vocation of women. Anyway, Teresa and I were together, and in the hotel, we could say so much about it, how our rooms just happened to be right next to each other in this,
yep,
huge place.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, everything we touched seemed to kind of fall apart. Like we would do the the coffee machine, and all of a sudden it'd be spilling all over, or we'd be trying to open a gate, and just funny things that would happen. And we were just cracking up and saying, you know, after a while we felt like Lucy and Ethel. And so,
yeah. I still have that sign that you sent me in my office, by the way. It's up on my desk, and every time I think of it, that you sent me from the candy, the candy factory, thing with Luthiers. I still have that, the chocolate factory. So anyhow, Ethel, great to have you on. You keep cranking out those books, dear sister. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, well, you've known me for years, so you know that most of my 30-plus books have been, you know, written to serve the family. So, you know, as a mother and grandmother, I just really feel the need and the desire to help families, to equip them with the Catholic tools, because, you know, outside the doors of the home, it's not so nice. It's howling out there. It's deceptive. It's alluring and cunning, and it grabs our youth. So if the parents and grandparents can really start that foundation of prayer early with the children, you know, they can help to protect them from the evil influences of the world and to get them on that right road to heaven. So I felt the need to write Reclaiming Sundays because, you know, we look around and you see the parking lots at malls filled up on Sundays or the sports fields, you know, and where are they at church? And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, Sunday worship gets lost along the way because we're such busy people. We
right.
busy ourselves with so many things, and we don't have that day of rest anymore. You know, we're told, you know, by our Lord in the commandments, you know, the third commandment, and also the catechism clearly tells us that we need to pause and actually put on the brakes and on a Sunday to worship and to, you know, do works of mercy and to have some leisure. You ever remember that word leisure?
Yeah.
We don't take that time. So, you know, we need to remind the parents and remind the grandparents and remind the families, you know, make Sunday holy, make it special, make it sacred, and have that time to grow together in holiness as a family.
So lots of ideas, 52 creative chapters, fun and meaningful ideas inspired by the seasons, both natural and liturgical, holidays, saints' days, and Holy Scripture. So are these ideas, Donna Marie, that you did with your own children and grandchildren, or how did you come up with these different activities?
Yes, a lot of them are things that I've done with my own family, or through prayer and, you know, pondering, thought of some things to add to it. So I've included you know, lots of things, like even recipes and fun games and activities and ways in which to serve others with little works of mercy, you know, teaching the family, you know, how we are to serve others. There are fun crafts in here, many
mm-hmm.
pilgrimages, and
mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
That's okay. It happens. My phone was ringing in the other session. No, it's live radio. No worries. We're talking with our friend Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. Her book is Reclaiming Sundays. Pray, play, serve, rest, refresh, and celebrate. And where do we find the book, Donna Marie?
Yes, so you can go to my website, www.donnacooperoboyle.com, or at Paraclete Press, or, you know, Amazon, or any, especially your local Catholic Heroic bookstore. So you can find it any place, hopefully, and hopefully you can think of, you know, maybe giving this as a gift to a family or a new couple, new married couple, or someone who, you know, with a little baby even, so they could start thinking about ways in which to make their Sundays holy. It's never too early to really worship our Lord and to make that day special.
I really like the idea of saints' days, because our saints still, I think, sometimes get lost in the shuffle, and we have so many amazing saints.
Yeah, so that's why I included in all of the, there's different parts to the book, and then there are so many different chapters, you know, 52. And in one of the sections of the book, it's saints, let's see, saintly Sundays. So we have four different options. And, you know, just to backtrack a little bit, the parent or grandparent can just pick up this book anytime during the week. There's no certain order to follow. And just look at, you know, look through and see what would we like to do on Sunday. So maybe they want to focus on a saint. So they look through, and chapter 41 is Saint Elizabeth of Hungary Sunday. Chapter 42, Saint Zelie and Saint Louis Martin Sunday. Chapter 43, Saint Bernadette Sunday. Chapter 44, Saint Faustina Sunday. So in each of these chapters, whether it be on a saint or a Marian Sunday or a family event Sunday or Lenten Sunday, you know, all throughout the liturgical year and the seasonal year, there are so many choices, and it's filled with ways to learn. I mean, there are many teachings during each chapter too, and ways in which to grow together as a family. Just little things, little advice and encouragement. Of course, you don't have to do everything. It's not meant to add any stress to
right.
your life. You know, like,
oh no, I have to do everything by the end of the year. Everything in this book I have to do by the end of the year, right? No, it's really well
not
put together. I love that my favorite part of the year is summer, so I'm looking at the table of contents in Summer Sunday. And I love Sun Sensational Sunday, Chapter 6, and Barefoot Sunday, Chapter 7.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, so... You know, there's lots of fun things. It's not just, you know, all stern and, you know, pointing a finger. You better get to church. It's, you know, filled with fun things for families, because families, you know, need to, you know, put down that phone, turn that computer off, you know, on a Sunday, unplug a little bit here and there, even if it's just for a half hour or an hour, to not be connected to that unnecessary technology. But I like to encourage families to totally unplug on a Sunday, if possible, from the extra stuff, so you're not always scrolling and surfing and waiting for that latest status update. Gosh darn it, you know, let Sunday be a day when you're not looking at all that stuff, because you get headaches from that, and you get, you know,
stress.
So involved in
stress.
Doing
yeah.
that mm-hmm. you're not giving the attention to the family.
Right, and I think, too, there's a new report that just came out earlier this week. What's today? Well, actually, it was just yesterday, or was it last week? Anyway, it was in one of my news links that I do for EWTN. They had a brief story on a new survey, Donna Marie, that adults are now connected to the media, just general, whether it's streaming, whether it's their phone, whether it's their laptop, 12 hours a day. 12 hours.
That's crazy. That's so crazy, because we allow that. We allow, see, as a parent and a grandparent, we have to, you know, we have to be countercultural. Remember Fulton Sheehan said, dead bodies float downstream. It takes
right.
a live body to resist the current. And the current is our ungodly culture, or the, you know, just even beckoning to us to be totally connected all the time to this media. And this book isn't all about just disconnecting from media, not at all, but that is one of the issues we need to think about, you know. So parents and grandparents have to set the parameters, you know, and we could go hours of discussion about cell phones, but we won't do that right now. Because,
right.
Not a fan of giving a smartphone to your, you know, your kids. You're opening
right.
up the world of the internet unsupervised.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you know, we're too connected with other things, and it's time to get more connected with our families. You know, it's not everyone's fault. We're not pointing a finger and saying,
right.
wow, you're a bad parent. Not at all. Just, you know, slow down a little bit and catch your breath, because this way you can go into the week on Monday
great point.
Refreshed
yep.
and recharged.
Mm-hmm.
Because, right. you know, if you're doing so much, you're not giving your body, your mind, your heart, your soul a chance to rest and refresh. That's why there's such a long subtitle: pray, play, serve, rest, refresh, and celebrate. We celebrate Sundays. You know, we need to refresh, recharge our batteries, and we can do that on a Sunday. God gives us a Sunday in which to serve Him, to worship Him, to go to Mass, receive the Eucharist, to serve our family, serve others, and even close your eyes for a while if you get that chance, you know,
yeah.
and have the kids rest. And, you know, read a story together, sing a song together, go for a walk. And these are things, you know, you're making memories with the family.
Right.
You're making fond, beautiful memories. The kids, you know, when my older kids come home, for different holidays and occasions and whenever, just for visits. You know, we're always talking about, we're in the kitchen cooking and laughing and you know, cracking up at certain right. things, you know, from, and it's just, you know, you're making those memories in the family, and the family is such a beautiful blessing. So let's, you know, honor our Lord and thank Him on a Sunday for the blessedness of the family, whether you have one or 20 kids, you know, or
right.
it's a family. We're all part of a family in one way or another. And so I'm hoping to help the families to, you know, join this crusade with me to reclaim Sunday.
We have to get back to this, and especially Sunday, because you remember when we were growing up that the Sunday meal, how important that was, remember?
I know, come hell or high water,
right.
my mother had eight kids, and she didn't say it in that way, but you knew that you had to be there for Sunday dinner, and there were no excuses. That was very important. She made a big meal, and it usually was like in the afternoon, not even
right.
in the
yeah.
evening. And we went to church, came home, we had a pancake breakfast. My mother always made, you know, we didn't have a lot of money growing up. We had eight kids, and, you know, my father was just a blue-collar worker, and, you know, we struggled, but my mom made it special. She made, you know, pancakes and would run out to the chicken coop and get fresh eggs from the chickens, and so we had, you know, all these memories of a Sunday. You knew it was
yeah.
Sunday. You had
yeah.
you had that time together. And
well, for us, it was the big meal on Sunday, of course, in the Italian households, was the big Sunday pasta dinner.
Whoa.
With the sauce and the meatballs.
That must
and the,
be so fun.
Yep. So, I mean, but I have memories of that with my family, and even with my husband's family when, cause I married into, another Italian family, and when we used to go down to visit in Pennsylvania, and Sunday was always, you know, it was the macaroni, we call it the macaroni, the rigatoni, whatever it was, or we had the lasagna. Everybody was around the table, usually dinner was around 2 o'clock, and it was huge, and then cousins
yeah.
would come over, and other people, and we'd be at the table all day, and it was amazing.
And at 2 o'clock, that's when we did it too.
Yep.
And I can imagine the laughter and the you know, just the bantering and all of that
yep.
in your Italian household. How wonderful and those beautiful memories. So we need to do that. We need to take the time instead of rushing through things, you know, and take time to cook together too, no matter mm-hmm. what kind of mess it makes, you know, forming those beautiful memories.
That's right.
And, you know, otherwise the kids are going to grow up and it's just going to be, you know, their cell phones or the television or this or that.
Right. Well, you know, beautifully done, my dear.
Gather.
Again, a lovely book, and I just run out of time, but I just want to remind folks it is a gorgeous book, and I love the cover, too, with the kids playing with the dad and then the other picture sitting around the table. Reclaiming Sundays, pray, serve, rest, refresh, and celebrate, from our friend Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. You know her from the Mom's Cafe and many other programs on EWTN. And your website again before we let you go?
Sure, www.donnacooperoboyle.com. Sorry, I have a long name, but that's the way it is.
A long name and a lot of great books to choose from, and including this latest one, Reclaiming Sunday. So we will be right back to let you know what's coming up. Not on a Sunday, but on a Wednesday. But you need to get this book, Reclaiming Sunday. Stay tuned.